Thank you for joining us today. We are Inspiring Better Business. Our goal is to help you start, grow, and fix your businesses. Today, we're examining the law of personal and employee development. And this is the second of two parts to complete this chapter. In the last session, we heard the story of Lucas and how he was able to turn $2 into two university degrees and three salaries. Amazing! But we also heard how many things were messed up, how much he had trouble, and we're learning from those. If you'll learn from other people's experiences, you'll be so far ahead. First of all, Lucas entered into a business that was already full of other competitors. He was making popcorn, a simple thing to do. Yet he had a new idea of delivering the popcorn to the customers at the office where they work, not just waiting at the corner, waiting for someone to come by. And that part worked quite well. But where he messed up was when he hired his own cousin to be his first employee. So many things went wrong. His cousin was able to damage his brand new popcorn machine. He managed to ruin the relationship with one of his new and best customers. He destroyed product. It was endless the things that happened before Lucas decided to let him go. But with his second employee, he grew his business and were able to benefit from the things that we observed happened to Lucas. That's what you need to do. You need to learn from other people and learn from their experiences, both the good things that happened, but especially those things that were not so good. Let's dig into some of the story and some of the lessons that we can learn that would apply, and not just leave it in our head, but bring it into our heart, bring it into action on our part. First of all, the law of personal employee development is important to you and your business for several reasons. You need a strong foundation in your business in order to build a tall, strong business. That's just like any construction site. In the Word of God, it talks about building your house on sand, and the wind comes and blows and knocks your house down. But if you build your house on solid rock, when the wind comes and the waves come against the house, then it will stand the test of time. Remember, your business is something that should last many years. You must build the foundation. And to build the foundation that's strong, you got to go deep. And when you go deep, it's going to take some time. And this starts with you and relies upon you to set the tone. The business owner establishes the foundational levels of things like integrity and character of your business and how you manage your finances in the financial management aspect. And are you diligent? And are you organized? All these things are elements that are characteristics of you. And when you pass these characteristics on into your business will reflect who you are. Now, there are a lot of things we could work on, but I want to start with the idea of developing the integrity in your business. This will establish trust. Trust is such a key element. It's an element important, of course, for your customers to trust you. But do your employees trust you? How do you treat them? And then do your vendors, do they trust you? If your customer does not trust you, then none of the other laws of God's laws for business will work. Be willing to keep your word even if it costs you to lose some revenue. If you lose some revenue, you can make it up on your next job. And the truth will always come out. It may not come out early, but it will eventually come out. Each party in a business dealings should feel that their transaction was fair to them. They may not like everything. They might not like the price. They do need to love the service, but they need to walk away feeling that you were fair with them. And remember, pride destroys so many things. It'll destroy a marriage. It'll destroy anything. But certainly, it will destroy your business if you let it go unchecked. God's Word speaks to this so boldly in James chapter 4, verse 6, the second part. God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. You must decide to be ethical no matter what it takes. Running a business will bring many opportunities to your doorstep to operate unethically. And don't go through that door. Your level of ethics will be replicated by your family your employees and your business, then most assuredly you must establish the value of work in your life and in your business. Why are you doing this? Why are you in business? If it's just for money, then it will not last. Work is an essential element of your existence. You see, God demonstrated this when He created the universe, including a day of rest. Do you have a habit of taking one day out of the week to really rest and hear from God? And remember, when you're working throughout the week, you're not a different person. You're the same person every day of the week. And we got to recognize that work is holy, honorable, and a blessing. It's not a curse. Persistent, hard work will pay off in the future. So don't quit. Don't make that your habit to quit every time something goes a little bit wrong or it gets a little bit hard. That's where you learn the most.
Proverbs 12:24 says this so clearly, "Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and never succeed."
In life, we have so many things that come our way that need attention. Learn to say no to something that's good so that you can say yes to something that's great. That's a great habit. You see, hard work, like everything else in life, needs to have a balance. When work becomes a god, then families fall apart. When family becomes a god, then financial stability falls apart. When God becomes your God, then He will give you everything you need. Seek God's direction through His Word and the leading of the Holy Spirit. It will work. I've seen it happen. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need." That's the goal, not to get rich, to have provision. Building on your foundation with your employees is very important. It is so important to hire your first employee correctly. They are an expansion of who you are. Their words, their deeds, and their actions now represent your business to the rest of the world. Hire the best person for the job you need completed. Do not just hire someone you know because they need a job. Do not hire out of emotion or pity. Base your hiring decision on their character, their skills, their experience, and their ability. You have a job to do. You need these people to be on board with you. How you hire now will set the stage for how you hire in the future. Each new employee will have a far-reaching impact to your business if you just let them do that. You want that, but you have to have good employees. A poorly trained employee can decrease profit and production with no effort, just being there. The attitude of your employees will spread whether it's good or bad, guaranteed. Now, high quality and high production, valuable employees will not be attracted to poorly run businesses that lack integrity. And as you hire someone, you're adding someone to your team. You are building a team. It's like a sporting event. You have to have team play in order to win the event. Every employee that you add either helps you uphold your level of integrity or it pulls your business away from success. And sometimes what you need to do as the owner is not pretty. And one of those is when you have to fire an employee that's not producing or meeting your expectations. Some business owners are all so proud of how many employees they have working for them. But that's not what you want to count. You want to count the production of your employees, not based on that number. And with each employee that you add to your team, you will have to be able to delegate more. Delegating more requires the willingness to pay for the short-term failures that you're going to experience. And you will. Everyone will. But in order to gain those experiences and the right team, you've got to look at the long-term competency of your team and how do you get to the end in a good way. Employee development is essential to have success. If your business is the kind of business that does need employees, Remember, a lot of businesses are better off as just what we call a lifestyle business, really never having any long-term employees. Don't be embarrassed because that's something you do. Make the most out of your time and maybe hire somebody just part-time or extra when you need them in the right season and not lock yourself into year-round employees. It all depends on the kind of business you have. Seize the opportunity to develop the lives and skills of everyone in your business, whether they're long-term or short-term. Add value to their life. And as you continue to develop your own character, it is natural to help your employees to follow that same path. You will always need to be improving who you are. There's books you can read. There's courses you can take. It is so important that you develop yourself. Owning a business is not easy.
And something you must master in life, especially in the business world, is called delayed gratification. Delayed gratification is being able to delay pleasure, enjoyment, or some immediate payout now to have a greater result at a later time.
Now, finding a partner to work with or a small group is very valuable, and we know this will help you. So do that. Find a partner or small group. You might even practice some things that you need to do in real life. For example, have you ever practiced saying no in a polite way? You see, saying no to something that's good will make the way for something great to take your time. We all have limited time. You might discuss these two statements. Learn how to manage your money or you will forever work for someone else who does. Is that true? Do you see it around you? Are you going to be the one that works for somebody else? Or are you going to manage your money? And another good one is this. Being able to delay enjoyment now to have a greater result later is a sign of maturity. You as a small child that wants it now, I want it now, I want it now, I won't wait. Are you mature? Discuss those things. And as we close, I want you to take one solid action step by doing this. If you heard someone talking about your business and they use 7 words to describe it, what would you want these 7 descriptive words to say? What would they be in the list? Would they be 1, loyal, or would they be something else? List 7 things and discuss them with your group or your friend. As we close this session, make some habits that will change your life for the good. Remember to use what you have, where you are, to start, grow, and fix your business today. Thanks for being a part of Inspiring Better Business.